still buzzing after Tuesday's sensational victory? Well, you're not the only one. Fans may still be on a high after the 6-0 win, but there's some serious business to be had on the training pitch as we look to make it lucky number 13 unbeaten. For head coach Michael Skubala, it's all about taking it one game at a time ahead of the visit of Bristol Rovers on Saturday.
Yeah, today is about getting them back on the grass out of the day yesterday, so about as regenerating them and getting them ready for tomorrow as we go into sort of a match prep day. And then, big game Saturday.
What really struck me watching the game on Saturday is just how aggressive you were from the start. I was looking at your tactics of having sort of five almost up on their defence. Is that the sort of the direction you want to go in, or is that horses for courses?
A little bit of horses for courses, but the principles are the same. So principles to be aggressive with and without the ball. Try and take the game to the opposition every time. And, you know, I always keep saying it, we sort of respect everybody, but we fear nobody. And I think you could see that on the game in the midweek.
There was an intensity about your team. Can you coach intensity?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think what they're starting to get is what we want in that intensity. And it's not just about running. There's a bit more to it than that for me. You can run hard, but playing with intensity is key. And I think we saw that for 97 minutes, and I think that's what was really pleasing about the performance. And we saw that in the Barnsley game. So, you know, we're starting to get a level of intensity that I'm really pleased with at the minute. It's more about keeping that going and keeping the consistency as we go through the next games. But it's an old cliche, as I keep saying, but there's no point looking further ahead than Bristol Rovers on Saturday.
And what was pleased as well is that it seems to me like there's those little relationships that you need on the pitch really starting to form, of course, the centre-halves. But I was thinking particularly like left side, you look at Rico, Danny obviously coming for the last two games, and also Sean. They've got that little triangle and they give each other space by their movement, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's the benefit of having players that stay fit for a long period of time. They start to build relationships on and off the pitch. They start to build understanding with the plan and the tactical plan and what part they play in that and their positional sense within it. So I think there's so many benefits to having a run of games as a team. And there's benefits to having competition for places who can drive that as well. And I think we're getting the balance of that quite right at the minute.
I think for the media outside of those of us that cover you, Jack Molin's kind of exploded on them a little bit. Has his form and performances surprised you a little?
No, see, Jack is one of those we thought would take a bit of time. It's probably not surprised me. It's probably come earlier than I thought. But, you know, it's still early for Jack and he's done brilliantly in the last two games. And again, his level is about consistency now. How do you keep consistent? And he's burst onto the scene now. I'm sure he'll want to keep going again. And hopefully we have that mentality in the group that we keep putting performances in. But, you know, we've seen in training some wonderful things Jack say. I said, we have the luxury of seeing these players every day. And we sometimes see things that obviously the other people don't see because they don't quite get the minutes. But Jack's been working hard every day for months, if I'm honest, to try and get an opportunity. And it's no surprise with his character and his desire, what he goes and does. And he showed his quality as well, I think, in the last two games.
And consistency is so important, isn't it? The players who make it to the top, often in terms of ability, there's maybe not a huge gap between some others. It's about doing it every single Saturday and Tuesday night.
Yeah, for me, through my career, that's the difference. The difference is the consistency in player levels. Like there's some good players at every level of football. The ability to go again and again and again and keeping the level is probably what makes the difference between the top players and the players lower down the pyramid. So for me, the word consistency and performance behaviours and performing every time is the difference. It's totally.
Listening to Dylan talking after the game, he was talking about how he felt he had to drive himself because he was looking at what Rico was doing. And that must please you because it feels like you've got a group of players that those out of the team are desperate to be in the team because they can see what's happening.
Yeah, I think there's a real healthy competition in the group that everybody wants to help the team, which is the most important thing because the team is the most important. And if you're not in the team, you want to help your mate to do well. And if you can get in some minutes and get a shirt, you want to do well to try and compete. So I think it's about what I call healthy competition. And I think we've got that with a group. And I think you get that naturally with numbers coming back. But I think that I didn't hear that from Dylan, but that's probably the explanation where he's trying to get the shirt, but understands that he's got to do well to get it.
And in differing ways, you've seen players step up. Obviously, we've talked in the past about the situation around Danny Mandroy and the issues he's had, but we've seen his performances for the last two games. And in a different way, also Jova Mukama, a younger player, stepping up when he had to come on Tuesday night. And that must please you.
Yeah, really pleasing. I think both of them really pleasing. You know, Danny's had to wait his time to get back in the team, and he's got a couple of starts now and done well. Jovan, we know, I've always said he's had, you know, good potential, and I think his performance was the best I've seen him since I've been here in a Lincoln shirt coming on. But it was a surprise to him because he wasn't starting, but he was ready. So, you know, I think that's, again, like, credit to them, credit to the team, credit to the lads working hard every day, that if they get on the pitch, they've got to do the business, which is what I think we're seeing at the moment.
I hesitate to ask you about this, but injuries, Ben House's situation. Lincoln fans will be holding their breath about to hear what you're going to say.
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me about Chris Cohen's knee then.
I could do that one as well. He did look in trouble.
So Ben's struggling a little bit. So he's not been on the grass today. We'll see if we can get on the grass tomorrow. If not, he's touch and go for Saturday. But Freddie's been on the grass today, and then again we'll see if we can get him into team training tomorrow. So hopefully Freddie will just make it. Ben's looking a little bit more doubtful in the situation.
And just briefly on Ben, more doubtful. So you, from your language, it doesn't sound like a long-term concern, more a Saturday concern.
Yeah, well, we're still unsure. So it's one of those things that if it doesn't settle, we'll have to go and get a scan and then see on it. But yeah, hopefully we can manage it. We've got a bit of a break after this game, so that's probably a good window for us to come, because obviously the Oxford game has changed. So actually that could be a blessing in disguise for Ben personally if he doesn't make this Saturday.
I was going to ask you about it in a second, but I just want to do one other injury. We saw Alex Mitchell coming off.
Yep.
It sounded precautionary where you were talking on Tuesday. Where were you with him?
Yeah, similar to Ben. So another one that we're not quite sure yet. We've had to take him off the grass today to assess it. A decision will be made in the morning whether he comes back on with us or doesn't quite. He's probably closer than Ben is, if I'm honest.
So, look, momentum is really important. So I take it from what you said earlier that you're probably quite happy to have a Saturday off, but it kind of feels like that momentum, suddenly you get a 2-week gap as well. Do you understand perhaps there's a contrast?
Yeah, it's a challenge, isn't it? Because what's best, I don't know, and neither does anybody else. So I think it's one of those situations where it is what it is. We don't want to lose momentum, but there's some benefits to it. But yeah, we've just got to be focused, and in that break, be focused and be ready to go. But like I say, first and foremost, it doesn't matter about the break. What matters is Bristol Rovers on Saturday.
And I appreciate you're going to say I look at every game coming up, but you can't help but look at a league table and see that, you know, the result went for you last night in terms of Peterborough winning. It's really closed up. Your goal difference has improved vastly as well compared to someone like Oxford.
Do look at them, because that's natural, but don't take much to it, because, you know, good result for us last night probably, but we're still six off it if you take the game in hand. So we've still got some work to do, and all we can do is focus on what we're doing and concentrate on the game on Saturday, and after that we can look further down the line. But I think what's pleasing is the goal difference has been made up, which I think that's a really pleasing thing. So there's some benefits to looking at them, but at the minute it doesn't matter to me.
Bristol Rovers, the opposition, more of a mid-table team. Obviously, Cambridge struggling down the other end. Barnsley, a team that perhaps were more pressure on in some ways on them because they were trying to get in the automatics. Bristol Rovers would seem to be a dangerous team even though they're in mid-table.
Yeah, very good side. You know, I think really tough test, really good side. Can play a back three, can play a back four. Get them set up really well, like to have the ball. Chris Martin up front scores goals. So they've got good wingers in Scott Sinclair, and so we know what's coming. And if we're not on it, again, if we're not on it, we can get hurt. And they've beat some big teams, and the mid-table, they're probably still thinking about trying, if you know what I mean. So, but we're at home, and we have to take the game to them, and we have to do our best. And I think if we do our best, then hopefully we can come out with a positive result.
There's definitely a buzz around Lincoln. I can tell you that for nothing. I have people who don't normally ask me about games asking me. I know the club have opened up part of the Stacey West for home fans. You must be looking forward, hopefully, to having a bumper home gate on Saturday.
Yeah, I've said all along, I think the crowd have been fantastic, especially since I've come into the building. And again, I love the fans. I think the players are really connecting with the fans, which is more important than anything to me. And the players enjoy it, and also the players really like it when the fans are behind them. And if we can get more fans through the building, then hopefully that helps. And at the minute, it's good because we're on a good run. But hopefully, you know, when we're not so good, the fans are still there, which we know they'll be. So I think at the moment it's more about the fans enjoying every moment when it's going well, because as we know, football can turn quick. But at the moment, let them enjoy it and come and see the team putting in a hard shift. And I think when the team puts in a shift like they did on Tuesday, everyone can see how hard they're working for the results.
Well, Sean Rowan celebrated his 21st birthday by being on media duties, lucky boy. He says the current run of form is amongst the most enjoyable he's experienced at the club.
Oh yeah, of course, we're striving at the minute. We're doing very well, but we can't just put our foot off the gas now. We have to keep on going. But yeah, probably the best time when I've been here anyway. And I felt a part of it. Obviously, I've been here through the playoffs. I wasn't really playing, so to be playing now and to be winning my 12 unbeaten now and pushing teams further on from us. But yeah, it's been very good and long may it continue.
It's when I watch the team, it feels like there's a real hunger amongst the players. And when you look at the subs, you know, like look at Dylan and TJ coming on scoring, but also their performances. Players who come on want to make an impact too.
Oh yeah, of course. And like that's starting from the training ground, day in, day out. Everything from the gym, from the pitch, everything. People are pushing each other. And I know myself, obviously, we've kept a lot of clean sheets and haven't conceded that many goals, but it's Jacko that came on or TJ, they're pushing the start week in, week out, so you have to be on your game 24/7. And like all the lads, we're doing that well that the lads are just keep on going and they know they'll get the chance. And like the two lads that came on, they scored.
And do you feel like the intensity you have in the training here at the EPC, that's what we're seeing from new players? Because certainly that's the word that people were saying to me about the performance, particularly Tuesday, but I think also Saturday, you know, a real intensity about the team.
Oh yeah, of course. And like once every player is pushing each other on the training pitch, you're going to get better no matter what. But in football, I think it's all about momentum. And the more confidence you get, and like as a team now, we're really, really confident. So we're going into games not fearing anyone and just taking game by game.
It looks like you're a game nice little. I know it's only been a couple of games with Danny playing on the left of the two midfielders and then also Rico being just in front of you. You're getting quite a nice pattern of play between the three of you and those two push up often gives you a bit of space to move into as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, the coaching staff have been very good with us. They just said, like, obviously we have a tactical plan, but when we get the ball, you can roam around or do whatever, just nothing stupid. So they give you freedom to play, like, and I trust myself against anyone in this league to 1v1. So I let Rico go on and see what he can do up top. Obviously, he's not really a defender; he's more an attacking player. So to give him the license means we can get up the pitch more and get an extra body in there. But Dano as well, Dano's unreal on the ball. Same with when Teddy's in there as well. Like the two very, very technically good players.
What do you feel like Michael is doing for your game? It strikes me you see a lot more of the ball perhaps than you were under the previous head coach. What do you feel that how your game is evolving under Michael Scabella?
Oh, I think it's obviously I didn't start coming in when he first came in, but from now, a lot has changed. I've got really confident. He's trusted in me. He's let me play with freedom. Just enjoying being on the ball. Like I love being on the ball. I'd say I'm a player that likes being on the ball as a centre-half and I can pick passes out, but he trusts me to do that and he's given me that freedom, which I really like, and hopefully I'm paying him back.
And for your age, you've played a lot of games, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, and I'm not getting ahead of myself. Like I say, 100-plus games now in professional football, men's football, so it's a good milestone, but I want to keep kicking on. The next one's 200, so I have to look forward to that now.
You live in and around Lincoln, you'll know that a lot of people have suddenly started talking about Jack Morley. You've seen him in training. I'm going to guess that his performances at Barnsley and I know before as well, but certainly at Barnsley and then on Tuesday night won't have surprised you and his finishing won't surprise you.
No, since the day he came in, obviously I've known him from Ireland and I've played against him. But he just seemed to take a massive stride last year in the League of Ireland and he's came over this year. He's put his head down to the ground and he knew once the chance came, like he's not going to get... Like you'll get chances, but not as many as he wants, and most footballers would want more chances. But he knew once he got his chance, he'd have to shine, and he's doing that. I had full trust in him. You see, like in training, his shooting's unbelievable, and he brings that into game. So,
yeah, real clean striker. Just on the game, I guess the most important thing is don't wallow in it, don't enjoy it all. Certainly, we as the media and the fans can enjoy it all, but for you, it's all about getting another 3 points and keeping the pressure on those playoff teams that aren't that far away from you now.
Yeah, we're not thinking about that. We're just thinking about the next game and just this game before the international window. We just got to get the 3 points, and once we get the 3 points there, then we'll focus on the next game. But from now, we're just focusing on Saturday's game.
And Bristol Rovers, they possess the threat.
Oh, of course, anyone in this league, see the amount of results that give shocks or whatever in the league, and we just got to put our heads down, do our work on them, and we know if we're up to our best and we're confident enough when we play with freedom that we can beat anyone in this league, and same on Saturday.
There's plenty to look forward to then as we head into the final 8 games of the season, and with a bumper crowd expected at the LNER Stadium, you won't want to miss out. Do get your ticket now at eticketing.co.uk/IMS.